Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. With the state and nation experiencing a serious teacher shortage, one upstate college is working on new ways to alleviate that situation. Dr. Laura Reynolds is USC Upstate's Dean of the School of Education, Human Performance, and Health, based in Spartanburg. Today she's in our studio. Laura, welcome.
Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Tell us about your school.
USC Upstate's about 6,000 students, and we serve in the School of Education, Human Performance, and Health about 1,250 students. We work to educate certified teachers in early childhood, elementary, middle level, and secondary, but also work with students who are majoring in child development and family studies, as well as exercise science and community health, one of our newest programs. One of the things about our school is that we're really looking at educating the entire individual, making sure that the professionals really understand all the needs of the community, whether they're teachers in our schools, that they have a good understanding of health, and that health professionals have a good understanding of our schools.
Talk about the teacher shortage situation right now.
So the teacher shortage is something that schools, school districts, universities, and colleges, as well as state governments, local governments, are really addressing nationwide. We have a lot of generational departures right now. The state of South Carolina has 53,000 certified education slots or positions in public schools in the 82 public districts and centers in the state.
That are open right now?
No, 53,000 in total. That's what we staff per year. 6,650 openings existed last year. Now, a good proportion of those were filled, but we still had 555 openings left at the start of the 2019 school year. And what that means for districts and children and families is that those are unstaffed classrooms that then districts have to somehow find educators or qualified individuals to fill. But the larger concern we have as state is that's an issue of the education of our children and our future workforce, and also our ability to attract industry and business to the state so that our industries and businesses can feel confident in recruiting and retaining their own staffs and professionals.
And so what exactly is your school doing to alleviate this situation?
One of the things that our school has done is take this master's degree in applied learning and instruction and reconfigure it in partnership with the districts that we serve to make it not only accessible to the teachers that are currently teaching, but to give it to the districts as a tool to recruit and retain teachers. Of the 6,650 vacancies that we had, 25% of those were teachers that had left one classroom to go to a different district, and another 40% was departure for personal reasons. So what we're trying to do with our new degree is to give our superintendents, our HR directors, and the school boards the opportunity to offer this as something to their teachers to really represent their investment in their educators, the master's degree that allows a teacher to move up the pay scale and also to gain new expertise and potentially gain new certifications in other areas. It makes them more mobile, and it gives them an extra dollar amount in all the districts in terms of their pay scale. For the teachers that have been there maybe 10 years or so and haven't been able to afford a master's degree because of either time, financial concerns, caring for a family and investing in a master's degree and teaching school, that's a huge burden. So what this does is it's a district saying, we'll absorb the financial burden and invest in you. And then what that does, we found, is those teachers that have been in the field, it reignites their interest in, gives them a new direction to potentially grow, and then we don't have that loss and allows the districts to retain.
So is this something that is unique to your school, or is this something that you're seeing developing across the country and in other areas of our state?
We're one of two degrees in applied learning and instruction in the nation. There are many wonderful MED degrees in this state and nationwide, but ours is a little bit different, and we've constructed it that way very purposefully. So we worked with the districts to build it and create what we call a cohort concierge model. Each district selects cohorts of 25 teachers, and those teachers work together on the two-year process of getting the degree. Our professors come to the districts after school and teach those classes so that the teachers don't have to leave the district in order to receive instruction.
Has it had time to test itself yet?
It has. We began with about 8 graduate students, and now we have 327.
Well, Laura, thanks so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to visit our studio.
Thrilled to be here. Thank you so much.
Dr. Laura Reynolds is Dean of the USC Upstate School of Education, Human Performance and Health in Spartanburg. We will have a link to her school posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.